Lesson 16. Jesus Christ performed miracles. Purpose: to help the children strengthen their faith in Jesus Christ by learning that miracles occur according to Heavenly Father's will when we have faith. Preparation: prayerfully study Mark chapter 2, verses 1 through 12, chapter 5, verses 21 through 43, and 1 Nephi chapter 7, verse 12. Then study the lesson and decide how you want to teach the children the scripture account. See Preparing Your Lessons, page Roman numeral 6, and Teaching from the Scriptures, page Roman numeral 7. 2. Additional readings. Matthew chapter 9, verses 1 through 8 and 18 through 28. Luke chapter 8, verses 41 through 56. Ether chapter 12, verses 6, 12, 16, and 18. Refer also to Gospel Principles, chapter 18. 3. Select the discussion questions and enrichment activities that will involve the children and best help them achieve the purpose of the lesson. 4. Materials needed: A. A Bible or a New Testament for each child. B. Picture 7-18, Jesus Blessing, Jairus' Daughter, Gospel Art Picture Kit 215, number 62231.
Suggested Lesson Development. Invite a child to give the opening prayer. Attention activity. Ask the children if they have ever been very sick. Have them talk about what it was like and explain what their families did to help them feel better. Have the children who have received priesthood blessings to tell the other children about their experiences. Have the children realize that they show their faith in Jesus Christ through prayer and by asking for priesthood blessings when they are sick or have problems. Explain to the children that the stories in this lesson are about people Jesus healed because they had great faith in Him. Scripture accounts and discussion and application questions. Teach the accounts of Jesus healing the sick as found in the scriptures listed in the preparation section. For suggested ways to teach the scripture accounts, refer to Teaching from the Scriptures, Roman numeral, page 7. 1. Jesus heals the man sick with palsy. Refer to Mark chapter 2, verses 1 through 12. What did Jesus first say to the man with palsy or paralysis? Mark chapter 2, verse 5. What was the scribe's reaction to Jesus' remark? Mark chapter 2, verse 7. What is blasphemy? Showing a lack of respect for God or claiming to be God. Did Jesus blaspheme? Help the children understand that Jesus can forgive sins because He is the Son of God, but the scribes did not believe that Jesus is the Son of God. What did Jesus say to the scribes? Mark chapter 2, verses 8 and 9. What did He say to the man with palsy? Mark chapter 2, verses 10 and 11. What was the people's reaction when the man with palsy was healed? Mark chapter 2, verse 12. Why do you think this man was healed? 2. Jesus raises Jairus' daughter from the dead. Mark chapter 5, verses 21 through 24 and 35 through 43. Show picture 7-18, Jesus blessing Jairus' daughter. Who was Jairus? How do we know that he had faith in Jesus? Refer to Mark chapter 5, verses 22 and 23. How did Jesus help Jairus keep his faith strong? Refer to Mark chapter 5, verses 35 and 36. When Jesus and Jairus came to Jairus' house, what were some people doing? Refer to Mark chapter 5, verse 38. Explain that it was the custom at that time for mourners to make a lot of noise when a loved one died. What was the difference between what the mourners were doing and what Jairus had done? Why do you think Jesus sent away the unbelievers before He entered the girl's room to heal her? Refer to Mark chapter 5, verse 40. 3. Jesus heals the woman with an issue of blood. Mark chapter 5, verses 25 through 34. How did the woman who touched the hem of Jesus' garment show that she had faith in Jesus? Refer to Mark chapter 5, verse 27 and 28. How did Jesus know that the woman had touched his clothes? Refer to Mark chapter 5, verse 30. Why would it have been unusual for him to notice someone had touched him? Refer to Mark chapter 5, verse 31. Why was the woman healed? Refer to Mark chapter 5, verse 34. Explain that there was nothing magical about Jesus' hem. The woman was healed because of her faith in Jesus and because it was Heavenly Father's will. What are some small miracles in our lives? Summary discussion and application questions. Why do you think Jesus performed miracles? Matthew chapter 9, verses 29 and 30. Mark chapter 1, verse 41. Refer also to Mark chapter 2, verses 5 and 10, and Mark chapter 5, verse 36. To prove that he was the divine Son of God, to strengthen the faith of those who believed in him, because he loved and had compassion for those in need, and because of the faith of those who believed. What are some of the miracles we have in our lives today? Help the children understand that if we have faith in Jesus Christ and live righteously, we will experience miracles according to God's will. 1 Nephi chapter 7, verse 12. Explain that sometimes a person is not healed of a sickness or handicap when prayers are offered. Does that mean we don't have faith? Why? Why might it not be God's will that a person be healed? He may want to test his or her family's faith. He may want the person to develop patience, and so on. Refer to the following quote from President Spencer W. Kimball. The Lord does not always heal the sick, nor save those in hazardous zones. He does not always relieve suffering and distress, for even these seemingly undesirable conditions may be part of a purposeful plan. Tragedy or Destiny, page 5. What does it mean to have faith in Jesus Christ? To believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and the Savior of the world. To believe that Jesus has all power. To trust that Heavenly Father and Jesus will do what is best for us, an acceptance of God's will, a desire to obey God's commandments. How can you develop greater faith in Jesus Christ? Enrichment activities. You may use one or more of the following activities any time during the lesson or as a review, summary, or challenge. 1. Repeat the fourth article of faith and ask the children why they think faith in the Lord Jesus Christ is the first principle of the gospel. Have them repeat the verse from memory or help them memorize it. 2. Help the children memorize 1 Nephi chapter 7, verse 12, starting with the phrase, "The Lord is able." 3. Ask the children to explain how we know that Jesus Christ lives today. You could make word strips of these and other answers you may think of. You could also write key words on the chalkboard. Scriptures written by prophets tell us about Jesus. Others have testified of him. We can feel his love. Joseph Smith saw him and was directed to restore his church. If we are prayerful, the Holy Ghost will witness to us that Jesus lives. 4. Sing or read the words to Faith from the Children's Songbook, page 96. 5. Ask the children to read the following. Matthew chapter 17, verse 20. Explain that a mustard seed is very small, but it grows into a large bush-like tree. If our faith is as strong as the seed's ability to grow into a tree, we can accomplish great things. Conclusion. Testimony. Testify that if we have faith in Jesus Christ, we can experience miracles as the people of Christ's time did. You may want to share a miracle from your own life or invite class members to do so. Suggested home reading. Suggest to the children that they study Mark chapter 2, verses 1 through 12 at home as a review of this lesson. invite a child to give the closing prayer. End of Lesson 16, Jesus Performed Miracles.